It's Lynn Rossetto Casper with The Splendid Table. Today, the man who gave us A Year in Provence is back at it. Peter Mayle's new novel is A Good Year, a send-up of France's latest wine craze, the Garagiste. It's all about the scams and hypes that have us sniffing our wines for traces of impertinence and pencil shavings. Fabulous frozen custard is the siren song that lured the Sterns to Milwaukee. Wine maverick Josh Wesson has the wine born to marry the tomato. Then it's New York City and eating in Hell's Kitchen and what not to eat from stream and sea. All this and your calls coming up on The Splendid Table. But first, this. Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto Casper, and you're listening to The Splendid Table, the show for people who love to eat. Our program is produced by Minnesota Public Radio and brought to you by Super Target. Today we talk with Peter Mayle, the man who gave us A Year in Provence. His new novel is A Good Year. It's an eyebrow-raised look at France's newest craze, garage wines. We may have a few emperors parading around with no clothes. Well, one wine guy we know who is definitely fully clothed, no hype here, is our master of the bargain bottle, Josh Wesson. Now, Josh is going to talk about what to sip with summer fruits and veggies. Then New York food expert Mike Colomeco takes us into the neighborhood everybody overlooks, Hell's Kitchen. And as always, in the second half of the show, we're going to be opening the lines for your calls. You can reach us at 800-537-5252. So let's roll with Jane and Michael Stern. They write the Road Food column in Gourmet magazine. Jane, Michael, we're in the heat of summer, and I want some old-fashioned frozen custard.
That's a good thing, because I would send you to Leon's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is an old-fashioned frozen custard drive-in that serves some of the best we've found in Milwaukee, and to say that means some of the best in the universe, because Milwaukee has some of the most delicious custard ever. It's really the only city that I know of where custard is a real issue. I mean, we're not talking about ice cream, not talking about soft serve stuff. We're talking about real, authentic custard.
You know, Michael, being that you're a Midwesterner and I am an Easterner, when you were talking about custard, for years I thought you meant like egg custard. Explain to people what this is.
Well, okay, custard, I mean, it's in the same genre as soft serve ice cream, but in fact, by definition, custard has to have a certain percentage.